Welcome to tonight's episode of American A Cappella with hosts Jamie Jones and Mike Mano. On American A Cappella, you will hear the best a cappella music, along with a few candid interviews with people who have shaped this great art form. From chorus groups to barbershop and doo-wop to college a cappella, you will get a taste of a musical world exploding with beautiful harmonies and undiscovered talent. Now, here are your hosts of American A Cappella, Jamie Jones and Mike Mano.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of American A Cappella. I'm Mike Mano, and my normal co-host, Jamie Jones, is on vacation once again. Vacation week number 42, I believe, this calendar year. But at any rate, sitting in for him is an old friend. His name is B.J. Whitehouse. He is a music teacher and the director of the Jamestown Community Chorus. And welcome to the show, B.J.
Thanks, Mike. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And we're going to have a little different slant on today's program. I've asked B.J. to come in and co-host and bring some of his eclectic musical background with him. And I think you've done that.
Eclectic's a good word for this, I believe.
Yeah. Primarily, we're going to talk about a presentation that's happening in a couple weeks. And you've put together this program where you're bringing in a group called Northern Harmony, correct?
Exactly.
Tell us just a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a semi-professional group, vocal ensemble from Vermont, who sings music from all over the world, and a lot of it is a cappella.
All right. We'll be listening to some of their music and telling you where they're going to be appearing and so forth. But our original connection, my original connection to BJ, we found out where we're connected, was through the barbershop world, and you went to Bowling Green State University.
A proud alumni, you betcha.
And it seems to be that there's a lot of barbershop quartet singers that have come out of that school.
Oh, my goodness. There are hundreds and hundreds.
You weren't one of them, but...
Oh, I sang a great deal of barbershop. You could not walk through the College of Music without somebody grabbing you and saying, let's sing a tag.
Right, there you go. And we have a mutual friend, Dr. Ben Ayling, who I know listens to this show once in a while. So if he's out there, now, what was your connection with Ben?
Ben and I went way back. We sang in a men's chorus and a collegiate chorale. We sang a lot together.
And he is an international champion in the Barbershop Harmony Society from the quartet called the Ritz. Well, right now we're going to go to, let's get back to Bowling Green State University and let's play a piece of music by them.
Ron Nelson's Behold Man, sung by the world's greatest singing machine.
All right. There you have the men of Bowling Green State University. Do you have any idea about how old that is? Is that a relatively current, or is that from your time?
Well, that was a little after...
Was that on a cylinder, like back in your time?
I think it was a 78. No, that was a couple years after I left. Our group was much better looking than that group, but This group sounded pretty good.
Yeah, they did. They did. All right. Let's get to, let's just tell people about the Northern Harmony Group, that they are going to be appearing in Jamestown, Rhode Island.
Exactly. I'm very excited. This is a wonderful group of semi-professional singers out of Vermont, Northern Harmony. They're part of Village Harmony. Larry Gordon and Patty Kyler are the directors of it, and they're going to be in Jamestown on May 14th for a singing workshop as well as a concert on Saturday. You can't say that they specialize in anything, but they travel all over the world learning the music of South Africa, of Corsica, of Georgia, American spirituals, and so forth. The first thing we're going to listen to is right out of the American hymnals from probably the 18th century called Newbery. That's the name of the tune, and it's just a lovely sound. They are very authentic in their singing of each one of these styles.
Lo, what a glorious sight appears to our believing eyes. The earth and seas are passed away, and
there you have Northern Harmony. We'll listen to several of the pieces from them. BJ, if they'd like information about that concert, where can they get it?
www.jamestownchorus.com.
That sounds pretty easy. Jamestownchorus.com?
Exactly.
All right. And now we're going to go switching around a little bit. And in part of your eclectic mix, what do you have for us next?
Well, this is another men's ensemble, Corleone, which is kind of a pun. It actually means the Lion's Chorus, but of course Corleone has another.
Having nothing to do with Don.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
All right.
And I think that our listeners will recognize the tune that shows up in this one. It's called Going Home, and it's based on Dvorak's New World Symphony. It was an arrangement and words added to it much after the symphony was written, but I think that everybody will recognize the major melody in it.
Going home,
very lush, beautiful singing in that last piece. Amazing. Quite intriguing.
It's a beautiful piece. As I mentioned during our chat, I kind of stumbled on a Corleone, and they have sung along with Chanticleer. I mean, they're in the upper echelon of singers.
Very cool. All right, let's do one more Northern Harmony piece before we take our first break.
This piece is really interesting because the Northern Harmony has traveled to South Africa. They learned this song by rote in Cape Town. It's called Lekone. I wish I could pronounce the Xhosa. It is from the Xhosa language, and so obviously it's not in English, but the translation is, "My faith exists, I rise up with it, and I will enter the heavens."
Okay, so they traveled to South Africa to learn a piece of music, and I one time went to Brockton to learn a piece of music.
Brockton, Massachusetts, all the way to there?
Yeah, as far as I've gone. Anyway. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. We'll listen to this, then take a short break, and be back with more of American Acapella with our special guest, B.J. Whitehouse.
Lekone itembalam nonyukanalo itembalam
Dizeni gele nungiswe
itembalam
Dizeni gele nungiswe nio
Lekone itembalam nonyukanalo itembalam
Dizeni gele nungiswe
itembalam
Dizeni gele nungiswe nio
back to American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with B.J. Whitehouse, my special co-host this week. And B.J. has brought with him lots of music from various groups. We'll be listening to more of that in a few minutes. But we did find out during one of our talks about putting the show together that we both have an in common favorite group. When we say in common, they used to sing about 30, 40 years ago. There was a group called the High Lows, and in the High Lows was a genius of a musician called Gene Perling, and he put together a group called Singers Unlimited, and they never appeared anywhere because they were just a studio group, but amazing stuff. Bonnie Herman, the lead female singer, daughter of Woody Herman. Did you see that?
I didn't know that.
You learn something every day, BJ. See that? You learn something every day. So we both appreciate their singing styles, three guys and a young lady. And here's a song called Here, There, and Everywhere.
Changing my life with a wave of his hand. Nobody can deny that there's something there. Thinking how good it can be. Someone is speaking, but he doesn't know she's there. I want him everywhere, and if he's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love him is to need him everywhere. Knowing that love is to share, each one believing that love never dies, watching his eyes and hoping I'm always there. I want him everywhere, and if he's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love him is to need him everywhere. Knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies. Watching her eyes and hoping I'm always there. To be there and everywhere, here, there, and everywhere.
To me, the lush and sexy sounds of Singers Unlimited. Pretty amazing group. And now we're going to go back to Northern Harmony, BJ. And you have a long list there, probably 20-something songs that you brought with you. And then I asked you to choose a few of them. And so I was interested in how you chose.
Well, they have so many different representative styles. They sing music from Corsica, music from the Republic of Georgia, African-American spirituals, and so forth. And the
nothing from Brockton, Massachusetts.
I don't think, okay. Perhaps from Vermont,
okay, maybe,
because yeah. That's where they're coming from. But, I mean, Newbury there is probably named after Newbury Port or Newberry.
Could be.
So, and we listened to that earlier. But in this case, what we're going to listen to is an African-American spiritual, an arrangement. And I chose this one because I know this guy, he's a bass singer. And I think that the basses will really appreciate this arrangement.
Oh,
I'm talking about Dr. Ben Ayling, obviously. And in this case, the song is Wade in the Water, which was allegedly a code song for African-American slaves. The only way to escape slavery was to cross the Ohio River. And allegedly, that's what this is referring to. When you wade in the water, it was an escape, sort of like follow the drinking gourd. The drinking gourd is the Big Dipper and so forth. So in this case, I think you'll enjoy this one because it's a fascinating arrangement of an African-American spiritual.
Oh, wade in the water, children. Children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Oh, wade in the water, children. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
Tell you the reason why. 'Cause if my Lord had called on me, I wouldn't be ready to die.
Oh, wade in the water, wade in the
God's a gonna trouble the water.
Come on, sinner, won't you come on down to the pool, and in that judgment moment, God's a gonna trouble the water.
Oh, wade, wade in the wade, water. Wade, wade, wade
in the water.
Wade, wade, wade
in the water.
Wade, God's a gonna trouble the water.
Yeah, now I'll be singing Wade in the Water all day. All right, let's get something else in my head.
This next one is it will get in your head a little bit, but you're going to hear at the beginning what is body percussion. This is a quartet of women singing old Leadbelly, Hetty Leadbetter song called Bring Me a Little Water, Sylvie. And you'll hear this kind of boom, chicka-thum, chicka-thum, boop-toop. And what they're doing is they're keeping a beat by clapping, stomping, and so forth.
Tapping themselves.
Tapping here and there. And so the four women break into four parts. It's a, again, it's not, this is a blues tune. This is not a spiritual. This was actually a composed song by Leadbelly.
Well, BJ, we have one other group in common that we both really, really enjoy, and that's Manhattan Transfer.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Now, they don't do a lot of a cappella, but you were able to find one.
This is probably my favorite arrangement of any tune for quartet, trio, whatever, you know. It is one of the most beautiful arrangements of any song I've ever heard.
It's called Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of BJ Whitehouse's favorite songs.
Ooh, 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 doo-doo. that certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right,
I may be wrong,
but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
Ooh. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown.
Oh, how could he know we two were so in love? Upside down, the streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodbye, a nightingale sang in
of town
were paved with stars.
It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodbye, a nightingale sang in
back to American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano.
And I'm BJ Whitehouse.
And we are presenting BJ's favorite hits, I think, is what we're really getting to. I asked him to come on and do the show, co-host with me while Jamie's on vacation. And we've been playing a lot of different kind of tunes. We've been featuring a group called Northern Harmony. And once again, I want to give a little plug for your program that you're bringing in a couple weeks. Tell us about it.
Well, on May 14th, we're bringing in Northern Harmony, which is a group of small ensemble, about 16 voices from Vermont. They travel all over the world learning different styles of music, South African, Georgian, Corsican, American shape note, and so forth. And they'll be doing a singing workshop on May 14th, as well as a concert in Jamestown.
Excellent. All right. And now we're going to go back to that list of stuff you brought with you and tell us what's next.
Well, we have an awful lot of in common here favorites between the high lows and the Manhattan transfers and so forth, but this one is the Rastavi Choir from the Republic of Georgia. It is men singing, and the name of the song is Chestnosnuri, and it is, the translation is basically horseman riding, and it's very masculine. It's virile, to say the least.
All right. I won't say that this is one of my favorites because I've never heard it before.
Adiloy,
BJ, we're now going to get into my world a little bit, and we're going to have an example of a barbershop quartet that won the international championship of the Barbershop Harmony Society a few years ago. Group's name is Max Q, and the reason I selected them is because both the bass and the baritone, Jeff Oxley and Gary Lewis, were graduates of Bowling Green State University.
I don't know Mr. Lewis that I can recall, but
he's a little bit younger.
Yeah, but Mr. Oxley is not, and I remember him very well. And as we were listening to this piece,
well, there you go.
Get your stopwatch out for that lead.
All right, we're gonna play a cut off their album that's called Discover by Max Q, and it's their opening cut with a smile medley.
Whenever gray skies come your way, here's how to make it all worthwhile, yeah. And when your troubles seem to rule the day, here's my advice. You gotta smile. Wear a smile. Smile, make up your eyes with laughter. Folks will be laughing with you in a little while. So whistle a tune of gladness, who never was in style. The future's brighter when hearts are lighter. Smile, smile, smile. Smile, darn you, smile. You know this whole world's a great world after all. Smile, darn you, smile. And right away, watch they love, pay you a call. Oh, things are never black as they are painted. Time for you enjoy to get acquainted. So make life worthwhile, yeah. Smile, darn you, smile. Whenever gray skies come your way,
to smile your troubles
all the way. So whistle a tune of gladness, bloom never was in style. The future's brighter when hearts are lighter.
Smile,
whenever grace has come your way.
Just smile
your troubles all the way. Put on a smile, cause it's always in style. Wear a smile, it'll make it worthwhile. Wear a smile, make life worthwhile. Darn ya.
There you go. Now, that's how you hold a note. I believe that last one was close to 35 seconds. So
I have no...
Cool.
The man must have an extra lung.
That was Max Q and the lead singer Tony DeRosa, the tenor singer Greg Clancy out of Dallas, Texas. And I already talked about Jeff and Gary. Right now, we're going back to Northern Harmony. What do you have for us now?
Well, as I said, Northern Harmony out of Vermont is going to be visiting Jamestown on May 14th. They sing a number of different styles, and some of our listeners may be familiar with Bulgarian women's choruses. That was a very popular style some years ago. And this next piece is from Bulgaria. It's Sos Makarai Machinko, which actually means, it's mostly the women are singing, and it says, "Mother, please don't make me do the chores around the house. When I am married, I will have to do them for the rest of my life."
Well, there you go. All right, let's give it a listen.
Sos Makarai Machinko.
I think we achieved our goal of having eclectic mixes of music, and that last one was very interesting. BJ, I want to thank you so much for coming in and co-hosting American Acapella. Pleasure to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mike. This is great fun.
Okay, maybe we can do it again, so keep your thinking cap on.
I certainly will.
Accumulate a list, and we'll have you back, and maybe we'll have some special guests from Bowling Green State University next time.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Let's talk one more time about Northern Harmony coming to Jamestown.
On May 14th, it's a Saturday, they'll be doing a singing workshop at the community center at 3 o'clock. Everybody's invited. It's $15 to attend, and all the money goes to support their tour of New England. Then at 7:30 or 7 o'clock, there will be a concert that they will put on. You can come to both for $25 or it's $15 each. But if you are interested at all in singing different types of styles of music, Patty Kyler and Larry Gordon are absolute masters at teaching anybody on how to do this stuff.
And we also should give a shout out to the Jamestown Community Chorus that you direct. And if people are interested in a community chorus, they can contact you, correct?
Absolutely. They can either go to jamestownchorus.com, which will have all our information. They can call me at 401-423-1574.
Excellent. All right. Thanks again. We have one more piece of music, and I know that you're a big sea chanty guy, so tell us about this.
Another hat that I wear amongst all of these other things is I have done shanty duty at Mystic Seaport. We're going to be listening to the guys themselves. Four Bitter is a group of the shanty men from Mystic, and they're going to be doing what's called a capstan shanty. It is a cappella. It was a work song. You would never have accompaniment to this for the most part. You might have a fiddle player or something, but for the most part, they were walking the capstan round, either lifting up a sail, a boat, an anchor or something. And this particular song is called Old Boat Picking on a Banjo.
We will listen to that, and thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time on American Acapella.
He bang, she bang, daddy shot a bear, shot him in the stern, me lads, and never turned a hair. We're from the railroad to Ralu, and the old boat's picking on a banjo. Hoorah, what bells hurrah, we are all from the railroad to Ralu. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old moat's picking on a banjo. Pack it back, take in your slack, and heave away me boys. Heave away me bully boys, stand up and make some noise. We're from the railroad to Ralu, and the old moat's picking on a banjo. Hoorah, what the hell's a row? We are all from the railroad to Ralu. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old moat's picking on a banjo.
Roller boys, bowler boys, give her flame and gip. Drag the anchor off the mud and let the bugger rip.
We're from the railroad to Ralu, and the old moat's picking on a banjo. Hoorah, what the hell's a row? We are all from the railroad to Ralu. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old moat's picking on a banjo.
Rock a block, chiaka block, heave the capstan round. Fish the flame and anchor up, for we are outward bound.
We're from the railroad to Ralu, and the old moat's picking on a banjo. Hoorah, what the hell's a row? We are all from the railroad to Ralu. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old moat's picking on a banjo.
Out chocks, two blocks, heave away or bust. Bend your back, me bully boys, kick up some flame and dust.
We're from the railroad to Ralu, and the old moat's picking on a banjo. Hoorah, what the hell's a row? We are all from the railroad to Ralu. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old moat's picking on a banjo.
A whiskey-o, Johnny-o, the Muddock is in sight. Tis a hell of a way to the girls that wait in the old Nantucket light.
We're from the railroad to Ralu, and the old moat's picking on a banjo. Hoorah, what the hell's a row? We are all from the railroad to Ralu. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old moat's picking on a banjo.